Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another. Welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast, ladies. My name is Jordan Mills. And today is a very special episode. It is just me, and I am going to talk with you ladies about the 2024 eWomen's Conference that I went to on March 16th in Michigan City, Indiana. eWomen is an organization that is founded by Julie Clinton. The lineup changes throughout city to city, same with who is ever leading worship that day. And it was incredible. There was so much to pack within just that one short day. I have so many notes to share with you, but first we are going to define fear, which is false evidence appearing real. And then I would like us to turn to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives away, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God is with her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. That was the opening chapter, and it is so good. I loved that. Fear is the root of all of our stress, basically, that whatever makes us stress, there is some type of underlying fear. And fear always tells us what we are not, what we don't have, what we can't do, and always tells us what we will never be. And that is when we need to turn to God. He's the just-in-time, all miracle-working God. He is everything, and he can take that fear away. We are going to turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse 30. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. He knows you. Front and back, he created you. He knows everything about you. When the earth gives away, the mountain moves, evil is at its worst. God is in the midst of everything. He is there. He knows all. And my ability to trust my well-being into the hands of someone else, giving everything to him, that's what faith is. So after that little opening, we got to hear from Lisa Tykehurst, and we are going to turn to Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. God intended it for good, the saving of many lives. We can stand on the faith in the story of Joseph. The same God who is with him is with us now. Joseph, in this part of his story, is around 17, and his father loves him more than his other sons. He made that robe just for him, and that honestly was a message. It was a message that Joseph would not have to work like his brothers. His brothers would have to do other kinds of work to be able to get where they need to be in life. And Joseph had a different path set before him. And we discussed more about Joseph's story, and we talked about forgiveness. Do not attach yourself to forgiveness when someone says sorry. It is your choice. You don't have to communicate it, but God's provision for the hurting heart is to be swept. You can forgive before anyone says sorry to you. You can forgive them as soon as they hurt you. You don't have to communicate it to them. That's your own personal choice. And the last thing that we covered with her is we have to see God is faithful and use that lens to view our own life. Breathing is rich evidence that God is faithful. God was faithful in Joseph's story with everything that he went through, and he is still faithful today with us. So after we got to spend some time with Lisa, Shailene Bryan came on and was talking about Compassion International. If you listened to the podcast episode I had last year, Shailene was there again. She is a spokesperson for Compassion and discussed her story with Compassion International and how to help these children. And it was absolutely beautiful. I will put her website down in the description box, and it is called skipone.org. And you can check all of that out there. After Shailene, we got to spend some time with Laura Story. She is a songwriter and she is also a singer, if you have heard her on the radio before. And this was talking about it's okay to not be okay. It's definitely okay to not be okay, but we need to know who to run to when we do need the help. And really quick, we are going to turn to Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if I even touch his garments, I will be made well. And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out of him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, who touched my garments? And his disciples said to him, you see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. God steps into hopeless situations. Jesus called her daughter, not a bleeding woman or the bleeding woman, as the Bible calls her, but he called her daughter. He made her whole. Her faith made her well. She knew about God and knew to run to him. She believed that Jesus can and believed that she can't do it by herself anymore. We have to let go of things that we can't do. Whether it's we can't make our kids love God, that is something that we can teach them and hopefully that they follow, but we can't force it. And we can't change our husbands. Those are the best two examples because I am a stay-at-home mom, and those are my two big focuses in life is my husband and my children. Broken things are in our lives because of the fall. Things God allows in our lives are there so we can show God's goodness through it. And every day we have a choice of how we walk through what we walk through. We can walk through in fear or in faith. Are we going to step outside of how hard this hurt situation in fear, or are we going to walk through it in faith? Our trials will dampen our faith, or they will deepen our faith, and that is our choice. So next, we got to be treated to such a fun person, and her name is Margaret Feinberg, she is an author, and we discussed so much. So her opening statement was, you can read so much, but put so little of that into practice. And we are going to turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And we are also going to turn to Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. He said to them, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. It's not, should we have faith? No. It is, how much faith do we have? A great way to look at that is James. James was raised in the same household as Jesus, and they did everything together. But he was a skeptic until the resurrection. We are going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 7. Then he appeared to James, then to all of the apostles. So he appeared to the women first, and then to James, and then to everybody else. James was the first man to see Jesus after the resurrection, and that confirmed his belief then. Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead, because God can and will move mountains. We are not saved by works. It is a free grace-filled gift, and it is a gift to save you for something. He wants all of you, not just a small percentage. And we also have three tips to help you evaluate your own faith. You need to believe that this is for you. So believe this is for me. Receive and act on faith so we can experience the power of God in our lives. 2, wake up and pray, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do today? You will get the Spirit in you and He will flow and guide you, praying that you will open yourself to have your faith raised and take action. 3, bring others to Jesus. Bring them to Jesus. Bring the people and the situation to Him. The pain, the addiction, the act of bringing others to Jesus, or just planting a little seed into them, you are acting in faith with that. And after we got to spend some time with our friend Margaret, we got to spend some time with Annie F. Downs. She has a podcast also, and they just read through the Gospels together. So her opening statement was, after a full day, we are going home into the next life that God has for us. What do we do next? So we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. So what do we do with the faith and knowledge? We take the Spirit home with us in ways that we have and we haven't. Are we awake to what the Holy Spirit is doing in our life? It's easy to talk about God and Jesus, but it's not always easy to talk about the Holy Spirit. And we discuss Genesis 1. We've all read Genesis 1 quite a few times. I believe we are all familiar with it by now. And we went into a discussion of what the Holy Spirit was doing in how it was mentioned that the Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters. And the definition of hovering is brooding and also growing soft. So our fun joke was that it was kind of like lasagna noodles that are cooked. The softness is done, but with tender love. So that was a fun little joke that we did. So why did the Holy Spirit hover over the dark waters of the earth? There are two answers to that. One is to preserve which of that has already been created, and to prepare for further activity of God. View it this way. You are being set up for the next thing God is going to do in you. There is so much good within the Spirit. The obedience of the hovering over you reminds God that He can trust you. And we are going to turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 1, real quick. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. Actually, I'm just going to keep reading. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. A divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit was just protecting what He had done. And we are still going to the same church as the same church that was in Acts. There's one church under Christ, only one church, and He was setting them up for what He was about to do. And no matter what it is, ask the Spirit how to learn to speak in that language and set yourself up for what God is going to do. And there's different languages. So ask the Spirit, what languages do you have for me? Is it serving at church, helping out teachers, family, friends? Asking Him to teach you in a different language. Say, Holy Spirit, what are you calling me to do today? Where are you hovering? Because we need to pay attention and be obedient, because faith plays out in our actions. So that was my whole weekend. It was so much, but I loved every single minute of it. I highly recommend all of you ladies going in, and if there's one near you, go to it. There definitely will be signups for next year for many different cities. I will put their website in the description box. Sometimes they have a really good pre-sale. I definitely recommend you get your hands on it. I believe they usually have Chick-fil-A for lunches, which is always delicious. That is my go-to. If I ever get fast food, it will always be Chick-fil-A. So we are going to bow our heads and pray right now. Father, thank you for giving me this opportunity to be able to share all the details about this conference with the ladies and the different scripture and who spoke. And I pray that it has an impact on at least one of them, because it was such a good conference and we could truly feel you there with us. I pray that everyone listening takes something away from this and that they can share it with their family and their friends. And I pray that they dive deep into your word, God, and feel something stirring inside of them, because that happens to me every time I have gone to something with one of the conferences now. Thank you so much for the opportunity that you are giving our ministry and our listeners to be able to share your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies, thank you so much for being here with me today, and check us out on the next episode, because I believe there's going to be a few of us and it's just going to be a really fun Q&A. So bye, ladies. I will see you next time. Thank you for listening.
To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinesisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.